tonight it's just you and me, girl. We got chemistry. Tonight it's just, tonight it's just. I got an invitation, you're invited. Just leave your worries at home and I got this. You got your man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl, I got a show for you. Follow me, I wanna show you that I'm the man you need. Don't worry, I'll bring you in the time to see. I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is just you and me, girl. Satisfy your every need, girl. Just come with me. We got attraction for me, I wanna. I'm tempted the way that she moves her body. Got some things on my mind, got me thinking. I wanna take her home, wanna put on a show for you.
Watch me, I wanna show her that we got chemistry. Come over here and sit right here.
I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the
night is
done.
Hello everyone, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Friday night. I know a few of you have waited a little while. Please be patient. It is Jethro Smith and Patty Negri's night. We have a full load and we're having a lot of technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio tonight. It is one of those days. Patty, are you over there? Can you hear me on this phone?
I can. Can you hear me?
Wonderful. We've got me and Patty here. We're going to give you guys just a few minutes of music, and then we're going to get right down to going wild. I love all you new fans. Remember, we only have one phone number now, 773-897-6461. It's a long story. We'll get into that when we get to do it. Please take just a few minutes here and listen to some of our friend from Bali's music, Yuka Rose, and we're going to get ourselves in a fever tonight. We're going to find you, Ruka.
Never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night. The light of when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Oh,
you felt the same. Well, they put their thumbs around her. You see, you truly, baby, you are my flame. You give me fever. Well, the kisses, fever with thy flame and she. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everybody, and I laugh. A lot of you have waited a little while. We got it together now. At this point, it looks like we've got only a few minor craziness, and that, for Psychics Gone Wild, is not too bad. This is going to be one of those fun Fridays. It's always a sign when we have a lot of things happen. I love all of you guys. Thank you, Skype friends, and everybody calling and writing and ensuring, yes, we have the chat room open, and yes, we do have the show live. And speaking of live, tonight, it is Jethro Smith. I'm the founder of this wonderful wild get-together show of psychic mediums and healers and activists who get together to work and bring out the positive gone wildness in all of us to enjoy life and laughter. It is Friday, and Friday we bring out the best of the best. My hostess tonight, and the most funnest one you've got to meet, is Patty Negri. Patty is an actor. She's a producer, psychic medium, community activist. She is the fun woman who's been working with the spirit world since she was a toddler. Patty, how are you doing in Los Angeles?
If I was any better, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Hello.
I've never said anything like that before, too. It's just people always come up with those funny answers. No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm the same. I laugh, you guys. It's so frustrating on my end. I have no idea what's going on with Blog Talk. We do have the 773-897-6461 number, and you guys have filled it. So tonight we're going to go with calls. We do ask that you guys do us a favor with this. Because of limited time, please just give us your name and then, you know, a little bit of information. I'm looking at love. I'm looking at the person. I'm looking at, give us a little bit. I had someone argue with me about this week in the show, why shouldn't I just get a general reading? You can, but you've got to realize that we're very strong top psychics. So what we may see generally may not be what you're really pertaining to, but I only got to give you so many minutes because I'm sharing this with, right now, I think me and Patty just had a new record, and I'm having them check this, but we've got a lot of listeners. And all you new people that are tuned in, this is the show to do it. You win free prizes. You get to have fun. You get to see and hear with me and Patty. And I had someone say, how do you see me? Look on the computer. There's our face. We're the ones that's going by. Who do you think those people were? People we picked up on a bus trip? So definitely got a lot of fun tonight. I know that a lot of you have been on the show a bit. I do apologize if you've been on a couple of times in the week. I give you a chance, but we let other new people get in and we give you that 5 or 6 minutes. We always welcome you to call in. And, you know, the way the phones work, we'll get to what we can. Never get offended if we don't get to you, because this is the fun part about this. I'm going to let the secret out. We are the Psychics Gone Wild family, and so what it is, if you really want a reading, go to psychicsgonewild.com and set up a time with Patty Negri. You can get her at PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com, or it on Psychics Gone Wild. Same thing with Jethro. You'll catch me there. You guys, I love you guys so much. You're like, I missed that minute on the radio. This is great, but this is a way for us to give back and help you guys do it. You're only going to get a one question, and I do apologize if I have to cut you off. Sometimes the phone does that. They have thrown me and Patty out of this site and back. Blog Talk right now is working, and they assure me that they know that me and Patty are on, and they are fully manned to handle us. So let's see what they can do. Let's put them to the test, Patty. 864, you're on live with Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri. How would you? Would you like to tell us what your wonderful question is tonight?
Hi, Larry. My name is Dawn, and I was just wondering if I'm supposed to be moving anytime soon, and if I'm moving for the right reason. There's a lot behind it, but I just want to make sure that I'm not moving just because of my feelings and if what Spirit has to say about that.
I'm feeling a little sadness connected to this and a little upheaval. So are you running away from something or running to something?
I just had my 20-year-old move out, and she's like four hours away. So she's my only child, so I'm having a hard time.
Okay,
I want to move to her.
Feeling. And I'm probably the chaos that I'm feeling is again, is you feeling it's like that empty nest thing, whatever.
I kind of want to move where she is, but it's like 4 hours away. I don't know if that's the right thing.
Yeah. I don't think Jennifer, feel free to jump in. I don't think it's a bad thing if you move. I think there might be something kind of cool about not moving right away, like kind of settling yourself and finding yourself and kind of taking on a next role for yourself of you know, not having your daughter there with you, if that makes sense, giving her a little time to get settled and you a little time. It might be good for both of you, but
okay.
If you decide, I really feel strongly about moving, I don't think it's going to be a bad thing. But I think there's a few things that you need to just kind of look at that have really nothing to do with moving.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, we have a house, and I was offered a job. I just don't know if I just, I guess because my feelings inside, I just don't feel like I can, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But that was just why I was wondering if I'm doing it for the right reasons or, what to do here. I'm so confused.
Well, again, I would not rush it. My personal thing is there might be, not saying it's bad at all. It's up in the universe. Either choice is really right. But I would say look a little deeper because it may not be all the right reasons. And there might be a reason for you to stay just a little bit longer. Maybe get things settled. And it's kind of about getting settled for both of you in a new relationship of sorts with yourself and with each other.
Right. I just thought my soul was then.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just, like I said, I feel like my soul's been ripped out, so I'm kind of not doing okay, I guess. So that's why I was thinking.
Wiser than I do on this one. I don't have my headset on. Thank you, Connie. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to sound better in a second. Jethro, take over.
No, that's all right. And I'm working together. We're getting this through, and that's what's lovely about it. And a lot of you new people are going, boy, you two are just completely doing it. Yeah, that's what it is. It's live and it's real. Dawn, I'm feeling the energy with you very strong that there is an answer there with you that I don't think it's the wrong choice. I feel that you and your guides working this out, you're making ground with this move. And I feel that's what we're seeing and we're sensing. And what the angels are telling me is that there's a lot of strengthening by this move, but it's been a different one because by the situation of you moving in with your mom and other situations, it puts you back in again with the line of fire with other people. I feel like you have some other individuals who are just not so nice that are always looking for something to shoot at Dawn. And that's what I'm feeling. And, I feel that this is a good part for your positive angel work with you working out together, and I see you being able to spring into what you've decided to do. I feel it's a good move. I also am getting a lot of rose quartz, which works to bring in the energy and keeping it, level in your area. I'm also seeing citrine that would be good for you because of your solar plex and stomach energy. Citrine doesn't have to be cleansed. And the reason I'm seeing these in some really good strategic places of your house to set them there, and also so that you feel that presence. You're growing and strengthening up something here. So I would say yes with the move. And we love you, Dawn. Please, follow along. Thank you. The phones have went crazy, and I hope you guys are okay. I know a lot of you guys just got kicked off and kicked back in. I had a friend, Gerald, wrote me. He goes, what is it with you and Patty? My hair's tingling. My hands are on the phone. I know I don't want to be left alone. Well, you're not, Jerry. You're here with us. Call right back in. When it does this, you know what this means? It means that we're raising a vibration to such a level that me and Patty have done this quite a few times now in the last couple, well, about the year and a half that we've worked together. We raise the energy, and what the phones will do is what we're doing tonight. Also, Blog Talk is honestly going through a situation. That's why we'll only have the one number, and we've been working with it aggressively for 2 days. I do apologize to you listeners because we're here and we love you. Tonight is an hour show. It's going crazy, but we're going to get you through it. If we, you know what happens, me and Patty are our showsmen. We'll make sure you get happy. 973, it's you, me, and Patty. How would you like to have a read-eat? Can't rhyme at all.
Yes, hi. Hi, thank you for having your show. My name is Tina. I would like to know about my relationship with my boyfriend, Robert.
Okay, and you want to look at the part here with him and the energy of where you guys are going or the stuff that you've forgiven him for?
Where we're going.
Okay, good. Because I don't apologize, but I feel like there was some energy there between you guys. You've also learned a strength. I feel in with you when you said his name, Robert. I saw that he's looking at, I feel like he's in a position of something with work that he wants and is looking to achieve a different level than where he is now. There's something going on with his climbing a ladder is what they're showing me in work. Does this make sense?
Yes, he's a workaholic, yes.
Yes, and so when they went with the angels and the guides with you, they told me that there's also another strengthening up that's happening for you too. You're releasing some other things. I feel that you guys are going to get closer together, but there's something going on with your lower solar plex chakra. You, as a child, had to deal with a lot of other energies and relationships, and this is part of why you've picked Robert. You've picked a person that's going to be good for you because you can help him, and even though he's a worker all the time, you do that same energy with emotion. You like have friends here and people there, and you're helping over here. You're like the Mary Poppins friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
You are, and see you hit on the energy, and I'm pushing as much light to you. Can you feel the energy right now? It's like me and Patty just broke through another barrier. I had someone tease me, and they said on their show tonight they can hear us.
Thank
so,
you.
Tina, we're just going to raise that vibration even higher when we're talking about the love between you two. You called in a perfect time tonight. Both of you are violets, and that means your energy resonates to red and blue. You have to speak. You have to communicate. You have to be actionaries for the red. That's why he works like he works. I feel that when you two are in a party or a place, you'll notice other people start to watch you in your relationship. Have you ever noticed that when you two are out with each other, people will begin to come around the room and see you and feel you, and you can just feel that they're becoming part of the space?
Yes.
That's because of the violet, and that's because they're not – now, you guys are a good and unusual way. Now, this is a compliment because the uniqueness of this means that you two, I feel, are going to go through some years here where you're strengthening together. You have a little bit of competition. It's not work with him only that's the other thing. Sometimes Robert gets lost in his head. He gets himself so enraptured to where he wants to be in the future, he kind of looks at Tina, I feel like, a little different. He just said that you two are going to work through that. So what I would say was I see you two making through the grades, and I see you older together. But I also see there's going to be a point where a couple of individuals are going to be there, and you guys are going to agree that you always talk it out before letting someone get to the situation, because you've got someone that's still hunting you. It's like they're not in love with you, but they're in lust with you, is what I feel.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what
Robert,
I mean?
Yes, I know about the ex. So is Robert thinking about maybe marriage soon?
I would say yes. I feel that you also are in a good position with each other. I get the very positive vibration. The only thing that I, like I said, is that, and I feel like, now you're aware of the one. You were so casual, you can tell with the violet. If I had told the green energy this, or I had told the blue, they went, what? Who's watching me? Where are they watching me? Who's watching me? You're like, yeah, I know. He's a little kooky. He's a little passionate. We just calm him down. We throw him raw meat and send him home, you know. That's that energy you've got. And, Tina, I hope we helped you here. I thank you. Did you enjoy the reading?
Absolutely, I did. Now, how much are your readings offline?
I'm by the hour, I'm 120, and I'm 65 for half an hour. And I'm right now, I've got some openings this coming up next week. I took some extra time and opened it up because the guides told me I need to help more people. So actually, just about an hour ago, if you get on there, you can get in on my website if you'd like a reading.
Okay, your website?
JethroSmith.net.
Thank you.
And type in Psychic Jethro. You're going to find me. I'm the top one in Florida right now and climbing up this country. I have someone tell me that now Georgia is also, if you type it in Georgia or any of the North Carolina, South Carolina, so slowly but surely I'm climbing up the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, so Pamela didn't have anything for me?
Oh, me, Patty? I just got a whole lot. I agree with him on the, like, more marriage because I'm getting a whole lot. A lot of stability coming in the relationship, both in the heart and in the, you know, the thought process of the whole thing. He's a pretty creative guy. Feed into his creativity because he is such a workaholic, like you say. Go for that intuitive side of his brain. Go for that fun stuff, you know, and that'll even help pull him away from work a little bit more. But I agree with Jethro all the way around.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Tina. We're going wild here. And Patty, I apologize. I just kept on going. I knew the phones would click.
No, that's okay. This is your relationship, dude. Go for it.
And I love you. You're the magic girl. Go for it. Do you see how she just put in this evening? I'm sitting here telling about these two being together with the violet and loving and the energy. And Patty's like, put a little sprinkle of creativity, a little spice over here. And, ooh, that's a nice treat. So we just dished it up very hot and romantic for you. I have two writing me that what happened to the show tonight? We've got so much energy. My husband has just gotten up off the couch and decided to start helping clean the house. I will now send you and Patty money weekly. I love it.
Wow.
Because she's teasing. We have that energy tonight. I know you guys are listening in. It's just, it's been like this. We had a party here. We did an Italian party. It was while a friend showed up with a karaoke machine. We were dancing in the parking lot. We did have the police show up. They didn't get upset. They actually talked to us, and they're going to help us make some cannolis. We found out that they were Italian, too. So it's just been a wild day. 727, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. It's Jethro and Patty, and who are you?
Hi, my name is Pam. How are you?
Hi. Great. We're wound up. What wonderful question do you have for us, Pam?
I put a contract in on a house the end of February, and I would like to know when you see me closing on it. It's a short sale.
You put a what?
A contract on a house at the end of February, and it's a short sale. They take longer than the regular ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I'm getting energy, Patty. It's hard to see through it. Do you mind, Pam, if we ask a few more little bit of questions? I hate to do this, gentlemen. Can I get your date of birth? I need to get some numerology or the left side working. Show me real pretty
2nd.
Colors.
Oh,
okay. Libra, beautiful. No one has seen the liturgy. Love, Venus. Oh, my goodness, Patty. I'm feeling this is getting closer on. Tell me, Patty, what are you feeling, Patty, with it?
Yeah, I keep getting, like, a two-month thing, but I don't know what that means. Two months from the start. I'm really not getting clear. It's almost like it's kind of shrouded over. Is there a man involved somehow with this? Is that what you said? Or do you didn't say?
He's my banker.
And is he the one that could be holding it up?
Well, there's an attorney involved with it for the short sale for the other people, so maybe it's him. I don't know. It's just like
a man involved,
I'm definitely getting a man involved and somehow. I mean, I see the money going through, though. I see whatever happening. I don't quite understand what the short sale is, but I see it going through. But, again, I do see a little delay. But I'm not
it's
getting
like
a month.
It's foreclosure is what a short sale is.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's a foreclosure is what a short sale is.
Okay.
Well, I cannot give you a date, but I'm getting pretty soon, and I just pulled two twos in the cards, and I was thinking 2 months. So two has something to do with it, whether there's a two in the number or 2 months or 2 weeks. I'm sticking with two, but that's very vague.
Okay, that it will close. I will get the house.
I'm getting that you will get the house, yes. Jessica, okay.
Yes, I agree that too. And I got to be honest with you. Now, take this as a sign, Pam. You're dealing with the top two people in the Pacific and the Atlantic, and through our years of this, there's something going on here with this. Let's be honest. There's other factors playing around with this. And this man is doing something odd. He is so weird and wishy-washy. He's up to something silly. I feel like that there, your answer there, they're telling me, is to put the light and the strength towards him. Put your prayers and your intent to, he will be able to develop this, and he will be able to work this. He will be able to handle this. Their eyes are telling me that why me and Patty are getting such a stall is there's other things that are brewing around it. I do think it will be, and it's going to, I agree with Patty, 2 months. Pam, you did a really intense one year, and I feel like you've got other projects working with you and some other stuff happening. I'm not going to mother you, but I'm going to just give a little advice. I feel a little worried about your left side. They're showing me that I feel like you're going to have this little situation that's going to arise, that you're going to be taking care of it. They said be careful. Like, I feel like you've pulled a muscle, or you've done something there a little bit with your back.
That's funny you say that, because my back is hurting right now on my left side.
I'm good, and I just, people are like, Jester, what is wrong with you? And it's like, I'm just like a microwave. I can't control myself. When the energy is going with you, they said the love and the energy is going to help with this. Promise me to take it just really cash for a little bit, and it will heal itself. But they're telling me also that calcite would be really good. Orange calcite for you. It's a very good stone, and it resonates in the energy. And, you know, I think it's like $5 or $6. Just put a little piece of one around your where you're working. It'll help your business.
Sounds great. Yeah, I do home daycare.
Oh, very good. Oh, perfect. See, that's good. With the children, that helps us around with energies and helping. Love you. Just put your name to PsycheSconeWild.com. We're going to be giving away a prize tonight. We have some really good prizes. Those of you who are tuning into it, we're going to be giving away a malachite wand, which is a very beautiful stone. Those of you know that malachite works with your heart energy. It's a magic stone. It's good for healing, very strong to magnify financial for those of you who are doing it. A wand, if you guys don't know, is a slice of stone that's been cut and worked with to the point, and is really there to enhance. You can put the point on your pressure points or work with it. And I have a lot of IV people writing, yes, you can write in again. Edna just wrote me from Tennessee and said, how many times I put in? Keep putting in, girl. What the fun thing is, we just print them out. I stick them in a box. Me and Kay laugh because I have gotten it now where I print them out smaller, and then I have the box with it. And I, through the years, we just add to it. Put into PsycheSconeWild.com, and we want to give you a present. I don't know that I want to answer, why does Jethro do this? It's because I like fun mail, and I think that other people should have fun mail. I got to tell you guys, my favorite thing is to go to the mail and open it up and have a card from somebody, something fun. My sister and me just sent each other different things back and forth this week, and I'm really excited. I sent her some porcelain doll stuff, and I'm all excited when she gets it because she makes the coolest dolls. And she sent me a beautiful gold pan in the mail. So what I do with you guys is I want to share my love with you and my thank you for being our fans, writing the beautiful things. You guys made me cry when I read, you know, I Love Patty and Jethro on Fridays. That was very beautiful, that blog and Facebook. When it comes back up, I'm going to have it glaminated. I've been looking for it ever since I saw it Wednesday. I just love it. Those mean a lot to me, and this is my way of putting things out to say thank you. And I like to shop. I'm one of those males that when I get uptight or something, I will go and find really good sales on stuff that I think would help people. So there's my story. Patty, tell them a little bit. We've got a couple of emails here. We're going to switch and take a few moments. I know a lot of you guys on the phone are all wound up. We got you all ready to go, and then it'd take a minute. Patty, we have a couple of emails, and one of the emails, the gentleman's name is Nathan. He's a friend of mine in the United Kingdom, and he asked me that if I would ask you, Patty, on the show, what would be your advice for him to be able to talk with his grandmother who passed on the other side, who he knows that she used to do table tapping with a friend and told him that all he ever had to do was to light a candle and put up a table and it would happen. He's done this over countless times in the last 4 years, and he's not getting anywhere. So he got a hold of me, and I said, Patty Negri is our champion. You know, if there's nobody that could jump through the veil and do it in the New York minute and back happily, it's Patty. Patty, what advice can Nathan do to get over there and talk with his grandma, or at least make contact? He's not had any success these couple of years.
Especially if he wanted to do it by tapping, I would give a couple more options. Tapping, I love tapping when it happens. Number one, really, really believe. If you have even a little bit of stuff doubt there, and especially if you're trying with a whole lot and it's not coming in, it's easy to doubt. But just go in. It's all about your energy. It's all about your intent and your focus and really trying to focus in on her. Invite her back. Literally work with whatever deities and angels and spirits that you work with to open the veil. I have very specific ways when I, it's just sort of like a seance, it's sort of like a table read. I work it elementally, I work with elemental spirits, but bring in your guardians and guides. First off, make the space sacred. There's many ways, black spirits and white, red spirits and gray, mingle, what may. There's many things you can say, or just calling in the elements, air and fire and water and earth. Or again, this just claiming, this is sacred space and I am opening this up and I'm inviting in my grandmother, I'm inviting in good spirits who want to talk to me, and then just trust and kind of try to just keep your energy really able to flow. Light the candle, work with herbs. There's lots of herbs that are really good for calling in spirits. Dandelion, hyssop, mugwort, oh, and a couple others. Stones, there's certain stones that open up to spirit. So go with your intuition a little bit, but just have a little bit more trust. And again, besides tapping, give a couple other things that can make a sound. Like in old Victorian seances, they would put a tambourine on the table and a little bell and something that could just kind of move around a little to make a noise that's on its own. Sometimes might be easier than the tapping straight. But I bet you get it. But I wouldn't just go to a table and sit down and light a candle and say, okay, tap. You've really got to set the space, claim the space, and go from there.
Very much. Thank you. We've got him going on the thing series writing. He goes, very much. Thank you. I love that. I've never heard very much. Let us know, Nathan. Keep talking to us. And yes, you're right. Patty is a gem. We love her dearly. Going on with the show, we've got a couple of you guys writing in. I do apologize if you ever do, like if someone writing that they had their prize, there was a problem, contact me. That's the wild thing about this is I have like all this time, Psyche's Gone Wild, Jethro Smith. You look on either, you'll see my email, psychicjethro@aol.com. There's not a lot of us out there. There's, I know that there's a, we all know of the old band with Jethro, but many more. If you type in Psychic Jethro together, your odds of hitting something with me is going to be pretty high. 780, what do you know? This is Psychic Jethro and Patty Negri. Would you like to talk to us? Or?
Yes, thanks very much.
Thank you. You are...
Jay calling from Canada. Thanks, Jethro. Thanks, Patty.
Yay.
Hi.
Hey there. I got an out of the ordinary question for you, actually.
Yay.
I'm actually, one of my yoga teachers has actually been, says, you know, like to clear the place for her class and next week, and then asked me to do some house cleanings for their house and another, you know, the boyfriend's cousin's house. And I'm going, oh, that's interesting. And then my elders started calling me and want to know where I was, and then people, you know, asking for drumming and things like that. I just wonder why I'm being called back again to, you know, my passion, if you want to call it that. Just wonder what that's all about.
Because number one, it needs to be done more than ever with all the shifts going on. And number two, you are being called back to your passion. You let something get in the way, perhaps. You got pulled away and let something get in the way. And did you get a little disappointment in something or a deception about something come into you?
Oh, yeah.
That you pulled away from?
Yeah, for sure. Last year I had like 10 classes planned and no one showed up last year, and that really disappointed me.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I get. So let go of that. That's nothing but a block. That's then and that nothing to do with now or future. It just wasn't meant. It wasn't time. But now it is time. So just embrace it. If it's your passion, follow it. It's what you're supposed to be doing. And pay a little more attention to numbers with what you're doing, too. I think there's messages for numbers with you. You know, numbers is a huge... It's a language in itself, and it's a big emerging language right now. It's kind of bringing together science and spirituality and numerology and beyond numerology. So I'm getting something with numbers for you and doing it as well.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? Do you have a thing about numbers?
Yeah, well, numbers, you're right about that, because angels always contact me through triple-digit numbers, actually, a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said. So it's a doorway for you. It's a message for you. So it's happening because it's supposed to be happening, and it's what you're supposed to be doing. But you only hold back is that little bit of that deception, that disappointment, that, like, just let that go. It's as easy as you allow it to be, and then it'll just take off.
Hmm.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that answered my question. It's kind of interesting. Why now and things like that. So I guess I'll get back on a horse again. So.
Yeah, I love your personality. You're just so fun. You're like, all right, it's accurate, but I don't have to. Okay, that's the way we're going to roll.
Right. Numbers are even having to do with the why now. I pulled something else that looks like that. Why now is because numbers say so. It's something with numbers.
Numbers.
It doesn't really matter if you figure it out or not. But you do need to pay attention to numbers.
Okay.
And maybe even add some form of that into your work.
Yeah, well, I get the – well, it's interesting. The telephone numbers that where I work at all start with 777, and some have with 888. So that's interesting that in the workplace I'm at, Okay, I'll pay attention to numbers and see where it goes. So.
Okay, and it goes a flow. It's great. It's gonna go really great if you just allow it and open up to it. And leave the past in the past.
Okay. Alrighty.
Good, Jay. We love you dearly. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're having a little bit of a crazy getting with the phones. Hang on to those. Don't worry. We'll be right here with you. What I got to tell all of you guys is make sure you get into that Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to be in a minute here giving away that prize. It is a beautiful stone. We're also going to be giving away a Psychics Gone Wild t-shirt with yours truly, Psychic Jethro, and my What's Cooking hat, crazy moment. And we've also got a couple of other things here from some other friends. I went and Pamela Cummings gave me another couple of her books. I've got a CD by Linda Irwin. We are wild, and we want you guys to enjoy the wild. 410, what do you know? 410, would you like to talk to me and Patty?
Sure. How are you?
Great. How have you been?
Good. This is Kathy.
Yay, Kathy. I knew you were hiding out there. Did you enjoy when Patty was up there by you in D.C.? Did the ground shake and all that? I was like, she's one up.
Yeah, it did.
I thought this healer's
going to
be so happy.
Patty was doing her voodoo.
Oh, man.
That voodoo, that voodoo that you do.
Voodoo
I
you
love
do.
I know people are frequenting on Facebook.
Yeah.
I know. And they were like, what are you two writing? I go, it's the energy. And they were like, now you think that Kathy, out of millions of people, I said, well, Kathy's sensitive. And I said, if you knew Kathy like I knew Kathy, she's got ways of finding out who's landing. And they started teasing me. They said, you're just teasing. I said, yeah, I'm messing with her on Facebook. But I said, you know, Kathy, I know you want a question. I want to thank you for being, you know, you're one of our first listeners. You started with us when I was doing Living in the Realm, and you've been with us
yes.
all this time, and I just thank you, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. And I've come a long way now.
I hope I have. Am I still just as crazy and making the people irritable?
Yes. I'm going,
yes.
Why doesn't he shut up? What about Patty? He's talking about himself over here. Poor Patty. She can't even promote herself.
That's my Kathy. Yeah, Kathy, what do you want?
Oh, you missed the cherry blossoms. They're all out now, Patty.
I know. I just missed them. I saw a couple. They were just, like, starting to come. But it was beautiful there. I had a wonderful time. I loved Washington. I really kind of was like, there's the White House behind that bus, and here's the Washington bus. But I spent a lot in it, so I got to at least see everything. But I spent a lot of time
good.
In Alexandria, Virginia. Alexandria was just beautiful, quaint and charming,
oh, yeah.
and so different from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we got a lot
yeah.
of good work done. So I loved it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'll ask about my spiritual journey. any messages for my guides or angels.
We both get quiet.
I know. I go, yeah.
Do you have I'm sort of getting that you have, like, something new you're just getting into in your spiritual journey, like a new area of study or...
Well, you know, I'm always, like, looking for classes and teachers and what am I doing now? Oh, I'm incorporating my, I guess, my Reiki with my jewelry, you know, like healing
nice.
Kind of jewelry.
That's what I got something new that's going to be real expansive for you, in both in your path and your spirituality and in your growth.
Uh-huh.
And I got that it was very creative in your spirituality, too. So maybe that's it. So go with that. That's good.
Okay.
I get that it'll give you a little bit of some kind of a firm grounding of sorts or a base to put other things on. Like a little bit of anchoring of some sort. I don't know that you need anchoring, but that's the words I'm getting.
Oh, that I need to anchor more?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
No?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I do sometimes go, like, my mind's always like, okay, what are you going to do next? What? Like that. So maybe that's...
Yeah, and again, and I think this new thing you're doing, whether it's with the jewels or working with the stones or Reiki or whatever you're doing, is going to be some form of anchoring for you, whether it's the creative process of doing it or how you grow and what you get out of it. It's going to be positive in that way, maybe be able to quiet that when it gets a little crazy.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
All right.
I love it, and I agree with Patty. Yeah, I agree, Kathy, and I agree that they said that the arms are like together and your hands are there like an anchor, and they're doing the bottom of the anchor, and it's the energy of your vessel of your heart, and that's what Patty's seeing. And what she's even, like they're saying there, is that this, what you're working on, is going to do it. I see you putting your hands there like that, just like a mother who would hold her baby, and that energy and that vibration is putting a cycle through. And I keep seeing there's stones in your hands. I do see that it's got work that you're doing. And they said that it's all coming together now. That's what's happening. That's what's anchoring you. You've got all this stuff in there, and now it's all going to formulate to be the best Kathy. I had a lady this weekend that we did a St. Pete is a place here, and they do a lot of psychic fairs. We did a fair there, and it was amazing because she was doing all this healing stuff, and I feel that's the same thing that you're doing is why I relate with it, is she said that it was her own. She took all of her stuff that she learned from all the locations, and she put it together as one of hers, her own special thing, and it was rocking. She was flipping people out of like tortillas, and I'm sitting there watching them, reading them, and I was lucky. I had them on the other side, you know, and I love healers because you guys get them all wound up, and I'm like, boom, and I get to read going by, and the woman's like, she goes, you know, it's really funny. She goes, after her doing that and you reading for me, she goes, I just went out and laughed, and then I got in my car and cried, and then I come back in happy. And we had her so looped up. She told me, she goes, I've never drank. And I didn't realize what she said. And I said, well, you should start. You know, I'm all teasing her. And they're like, Jethro, you just told her a remedy? I said, no, I mean, you know, I meant like maybe have a glass of wine once in a while, but it sounded really crazy. But it, long story short, that's exactly what I feel is happening with you. Your motherhood and your energy is coming into such a level. It's like you're anchoring it into your heart chakra. You have come a long way. You've got a lot of work you're going to be doing with other people. I keep hearing that the guides tell me that you've got your situation where you need some place to practice. Like, you need more place to practice.
Yeah, like I need a group or something, right?
Yeah, and you know, like the groups, I mean, really good. I know some of the people up in your area, like through meetup and stuff. I would get a hold of them and do them, whether it's a meditation class or just a class of people get together, you know, and then you could talk with them, let them know about it. People are craving what you do. I mean, I could tell you right now, if you were like within a distance here, I could work you crazy. It's like, Kathy, I've got people. I just send them a call Kathy, because I get so many people, huh, Patty, with a psychic.
Yeah.
They need to be balanced. They need their chakra work. They need the energy. I had a lady tease me. She goes, Jethro, why don't you do all this? And I said, because if I physically am reading it and I pull, I tried that for a while and I have some of it. It's so overwhelming, where if we could get like you as a healer, like I do with my friend Catherine, just whipping them through, you know, it's like a healer and a psychic compliment. I feel like those would be some places to do it, and I think you need that. I feel you need that physical, you know, grab them and let's work them. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're not going to tell your husband that. He's already thinking, what did you tell my husband?
All right. Well, I have one meetup group that I go to occasionally. I will look on Meetup again. All righty.
Kathy, we love you, and I've got to give that away. Did you put in Psyche's Gone Wild? I think that'd be perfect if this malachite went to a healer. You know, I'm going to go ahead and pick out the name here. We're going through it and looking at, I have Eric Cunningham from Alabama. Eric, you are the winner. You've got everything in here. You make me laugh. You wrote down, I think DC love, and I love Jan. I still think sometimes, Jethro, you talk a little fast for me, but you make it fun. So just keep on a rolling, guy. I'm in my semi tonight. Well, cool. I guess you're obviously a trucker. Cool. I'm glad. I know that iTunes, that we do reach you guys out there. I had a friend tell me that you guys can tune on with that and listen to it at the nights when you want to laugh. And I had a friend tell me that actually stopped in here and let me know. He's one of our fans. I'm glad. As a brother, my oldest brother was a trucker. Very fun career. I give my respect. I would not do it. It scared me because I think that they build things a little too small. I get a little freaked out. I've seen too many movies, you know. So it's like, but I love you guys, and I thank you. And, you know, you're the winner of tonight of listening to Friday on Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to 610. What do you know, 610? Can you hear us? Uh-oh. They went to sleep. I put them out. At least we didn't get the fry order. Remember the one night me and Patty were on it, we got someone going, I'll take an order of fries. I'll have some water. And they did the order while we were trying to find out what was going on. We found out later that the guy told me at the little place down here, it's a little fast food service, that he heard a little bit of our show. He thought it was real good. Now he come in for a reading. So it was, you never know what Psyche's Gone Wild. 561, are you ready for some fun? It's Patty and Jethro. Oh, we're knocking them out tonight or else the phones are. If they do that, please don't get mad. You guys just call back in. How about 304?
Hello.
You're there. See, they aren't all asleep.
Yay.
So are you putting you guys asleep?
No, I'm definitely not asleep.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
My name is Lori. And I just wanted to see, we'll do the relationship thing. It seems to be the popular thing to do.
Oh, yay. Okay, and you want to look at the energies here that's going on with you. And what I've seen is I feel like you had somebody before that was not maybe twisting your arm, but there was something going on with someone before with you. And I feel like that right now the position has changed. I feel like you've got somebody, I feel like you have somebody you want to ask you to dance or you want to go with to someone. And yet what I'm seeing in the relationship is I'm seeing the person's not really motivated. They seem like they're trying to be a wallflower where you're trying to get them out there to dance. I've seen it as, and I feel it's a male. I feel that there's a male that you would like to take to and spend time with or have fun with. And it's really wild because I keep seeing someone someone who's tried to hold your arm before.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. And I hope that, I'm glad you got rid of the arm puller. I can't take skin pullers. You know, I'm very sensitive. I just really, people who grab and they do that, it makes me crazy. It's like, you can grab me. I'm not bread. Don't need me. I feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm going to cuss your ex for a minute because I just feel this person was a little needy or grabby or something with you. I keep seeing him like you're mine, and he would like hold on to you or grab you. Maybe he was a little physical to you or something is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, he still is kind of a little needy and I've been pushing him definitely to move on, and I've been actually trying to fix him up, my ex.
You're one of those little fixer-upper girls, are you? Well, I love it because...
No, if he's fixated on someone else, it's not me.
Oh, I've played that game too. You know, if you're chasing them, then at least I'm parked over here smiling. And it's like the guides are telling me that the angel's working with you in such a way with the blessing that this energy is also going to be with the strength that's going to happen with the new one. I'm picking up a tall, light-haired man. I feel like that this man is he's nicely dressed, and they keep telling me that when I was telling you about the dance, I'm very much was raised around music, and they're showing me like a dance hall floor, and I keep feeling with you dancing with the person, I keep feeling the energy there, but they also are telling me that you have you've experienced something here, a little bit of your own self, that you're looking inside of Lori, and you're realizing there's more inside of here, the things that you want for your person too than what you've been getting lately.
Yes.
And that's what I feel. Now, there is a guy there now that's kind of off and on or something?
Yes.
I don't get offended, but I'm just going to be blunt in what I'm seeing. They're showing him like a real odd crab. Now, either he's a Cancer or he's sometimes a little cranky and real moody besides. They're showing him, and I love Cancer, the sign. If you guys are writing to me, it's like, Jethro, I'm a Scorpio and I love Cancer. Cancer has a lot of qualities. They're also like Scorpios. We have a bad side, so does Cancer. I'm seeing this person that you've got that's off and on. Sometimes he's just... He's too sensitive for you. There's times that he's just, and then there's times he's all about him where he's in that shell.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I absolutely adore him. He's great fun.
Oh,
he's fun,
God.
But he's moody. He's moody. And I've learned to just say, you're in a mood. Talk to you when you're better.
That's what I'm feeling, and that's the truth, and I feel that he's working with some situations with you that you're going to – that's where some things are going to be put to him to work out with these needs you need and some other stuff. And I do feel that he also is misunderstood as part of it. And his defense is that it's not only moody and uptight, but he's misunderstood about what he's trying to get across to you. They keep showing me him trying to build some blue communication with you, and at times that's where he gets frustrated because it's not easy for him to describe what exactly he's feeling.
Yeah, that would be pretty much him. That's his personality. Mm-hmm. And I wish he would just, and if I'm constantly saying, can you just spit it out? What do you want? I am much more of just say what you want and move on.
You know what? This sounds funny, but you will get through to him. You guys almost need to invent your own little language, if that makes sense, like certain words that mean certain things. Like instead of you're being moody, I'll talk to you when you're better. Something that's fun and light, it puts a big shift on his mood, like, oh, it's the purple monster. I mean, coming up, that's a bad example, but coming up with almost like a little love language of your own, he would be able to communicate better. It sounds funny, and but I think you can figure it out as you're just doing it, like come up with words. Like if you get really frustrated, he's being something, what is that? Turn it into something funny and clever, but that fits.
Okay, can I ask this question? Does the color purple mean something? Because I know this sounds strange, but everything has been coming to me in purple. I know it sounds really odd, but like people have been giving me things that are purple. I've been having a dream where my mom comes to me and she says, you need to wear more purple. And a purple is not my favorite color. Oddly enough, it is that moody guy's favorite color, but it's not my favorite color.
But I do see purple. Didn't I just say purple? Didn't I just use
yes,
purple for an example?
I know, and that's what was kind of shocking me that you didn't even say purple monster, because purple is his favorite color. It's definitely not my favorite color, and now all this purple stuff keeps getting handed to me. It's in my dreams, and I'm thinking, what's it do with all the purple? So when you said purple monster, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm purple monster.
See? Okay, that really was a sign. That's good. So, yeah, come up with a fun language. And, again, maybe purple is his favorite color, so it doesn't, you know, bother you. Throw purple light on him. Throw a purple scarf on. Put something sexy and purple on. Have fun with it. I just see a little levity is going to help the communication and even the crankiness with him a little bit.
I love that.
Do you think he's ever just going to get off of this moody?
We feel that. And I apologize, Lori, our time there. We've got to go. But you know what? Definitely get a hold of me or Patty. We'll give you a full reading at our website. We are down to the last of the show. We're going 707. You got in. Please, let's say hello, 707.
Hi, my name is Chano. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Patty.
Oh, you could have been 007. How are you, Chano? I'm so happy.
I'm trying to be Agent 007. That's part of my question. Actually, I emailed you a photo, sir, of myself. My name's Chano. And I had a career question. I'm trying to get into law enforcement. and I'm going through backgrounds with an agency, and I meet with an investigator Friday, and I'm just wondering if this is going to be the agency I'm going to be getting on with.
Oh, excellent, Jonathan. Well, you're making me work. And I apologize, were you an email reading? Have you bought a reading through my site? Is that where you sent me a picture?
Yes, I was actually I was trying to talk to DC Love or something like that, and you emailed me and you said send me a picture, and I'll answer your question, and I did a couple of days ago. I'm wearing
my
a goodness. Black shirt and a tie and a pair of shorts because I was taking a passport photo.
I can't, and China, please don't get offended. I do so many readings. I just was like, I was worried here. I was going to get my assistant and go, what did you do? You lost him. And she'll be like, no, Jethro, you're okay. Because it scares me when you call like that and say that.
No,
I'm being with the energy here. Patty, what are you picking up with our 007? Patty's our little wild spy woman. You from Paris, but she's got more pictures of.
Yeah, I think you're going to get, if this is the place that you're doing, I think you're going to get this job. I think you're strong in the contending for it. I think they like the essence of you and the drive of you. I think you've been really professional, and I think the whole package looks really good. Yeah, that's what you asked, right? Some place that you're applying for now? I didn't hear all of that, sorry.
Yes, I'm going through backgrounds with the agency. I've been trying to do this for like 4 years now, so I'm just wondering if this is finally going to, this is it. Is this finally going to be it? That's all.
I'm getting really strong vibes of yes. I'm getting like it's karmic, it's time. I just pulled the justice card. Yeah, I think it is. It certainly can be. You're certainly in the contending. Don't you agree? Don't get in your own way about it. You might sometimes tend to do that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I said, just trust, really trust. Don't get in your own way or bringing any doubts because that will affect, you know, the whole energy about it. You're strong
right.
in the contending. I think you are going to get it. I think they like the whole package. And there's...
I agree with Patty. And I, as you were saying that, I was looking here, and I apologize to you. I had it down, and I do so many a day. It would have been Thursday when I would have got to yours. I do a couple of these out for the show to help, and I do this for a living. So when I have to go through all my emails, it takes a little bit, and I apologize. But I'm feeling the same way. I feel the same way with it. And I thank you for calling in. I know it's a little hard sometimes to get lost on the show. You wrote how you didn't get in, and it's a very frustrating thing. We've got so many people and so many shows and trying to get everybody through. I feel like, Patty, you're going to get in with it. And Chano, I thank you for being a fan of Psyche's Gone Wild, and tell DC Love you love her when you're over there on Monday. Tell her not to be so wild. She's one of our wildest people on the show.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We're at that point of the night. I know the show in another minute. You guys, we're doing it consistently. We're working together on Fridays. I thank all of you guys. There's a lot of you guys that got to do it. I got you guys, Lauren, and we want to talk to you. Get on there and do that sign, you guys. I've got it. We've got it on Psyche's Gone Wild, or we've got it at Patty Negri, or we've got it at Jethro Smith. I love you guys. Patty, you want to tell these wild people anything before they throw us out the door?
No, as my dog's barking. No, just give us a call, pattynegri.com, Jethro Smith, Psyche's Gone Wild. We love you guys. Come back next week.
Love everybody. Make sure you tell your friends to go wild and listen in and watch us, or whatever they can do to help be part of this positive world. Thank you.
Thanks.